Success in fighting means not coming at your opponent the way he wants to fight you. John Locke, Vegas Moon. Hello, and welcome to Eberron Renewed, a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast set in the Eberron campaign setting. I am your Dungeon Master, Eric.
I'm your very confused Warlock, Philip.
I'm Randy.
Jeff.
And welcome to another episode of Eberron Renewed. Gentlemen, what happened last time?
We got to airdrop out of an airship. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Some did it much better than others.
That's, you know, it's all about the journey.
And it was my first time, and I just nailed it. So we landed in, give me the name of the town again.
Xandrar.
I was going to say.
Is that where the Nova Corps are based out of?
That's Xandar.
Oh, okay.
So we landed in crap. Kandahar. Xandrar?
Yes.
It was over there. And there was a battle happening. Because that actually happened in the two episodes ago. But so we get engaged in the battle. We fought some shadows and we beat them.
Boy, did we.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to capture... what are those guys?
Swords of Liberty.
Swords of Liberty.
Birdheads is what I would refer to.
Yes, and we ended up with, what, two of them?
Three.
Three of them.
Yes.
And, of course, Mr. Crast Woat was wailing away on one of them, and we had to try to stop that. He was not too pleased with us, but now we're going to go into some interrogation.
Yes. And apparently the crazy magic sword I have thinks that people who blow up civilians are okay.
Yeah, your sword seems very single-minded.
Yeah, I'm really not sure where this is going to go as far as our relationship with this sword goes. This is,
that's
troubling.
That's like somebody dismissing Hitler because they're an art fan and his paintings weren't that bad.
Well. Okay, so you all have captured three Swords of Liberty. Crast is storming off in a huff. One of them is tied up to a tree trunk and has been beaten pretty badly by Crast, and the other two are unconscious and tied up with Beric.
Yes.
Go.
Theradak goes up to Beric and looks at him very concerned. Are you okay? You seem to be talking to yourself quite a bit. Doesn't make any sense at all.
You're not wrong, but I'm fine. This is probably not going to help assuage your concerns, but I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to a voice I hear in my head that comes from my sword.
Okay, then fine. Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I understand, and it is actually a possibility that I'm just insane. I have not discounted that possibility yet, but for now, my accent is changing wildly, and that's probably also not a good sign.
Does this sword have a name?
Yeah, the sword is called Karaspringer.
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 Curse.
Curse.
Karaspringer.
Karaspringer. The sword's name's Karaspringer. can we do something with these tied up fellows?
Can the sword talk to me?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem to exist if I'm not holding it.
Ah.
Which is probably obvious at this point because Beric had to drag these two guys, and I assume that takes both hands.
I appreciated you doing that.
Well, you seem to be arguing with it a lot. Maybe you should get rid of it.
Well, the thought has crossed my mind. We'll see.
Dex, what are you doing with the fellow that you were cleaning up?
I mean, he tried to engage me in conversation. The problem is I don't have the resources to have this talk.
Okay.
So I am trying to get Beric or I would love it if Krask could come back with more level head, but I'm trying to get Beric to start asking some questions.
So Beric just sets the two unconscious ones somewhere, just like lets them lay in the grass now that they're tied up.
Okay.
And then he comes over to where the conscious one is tied up to a tree and sees this. What happened here?
Class apparently was a little over the top.
Oh. So I see. All right, well, let me get a couple of simple things out of the way. You're a member of the Swords of Liberty.
Come on, buddy.
He just looks at you angrily.
All right. I assume his mask has been taken off?
Yes. Okay.
Are you...
No, I washed off his mask. I cleaned his,
cleaned his mask up nice. And you were part of the bombing in Sharn yesterday.
I didn't plant the bomb, if that's what you're asking.
But you're a part of the organization that did.
I'm part of the organization that wishes to eradicate the disease from Breland and Corvair.
And those ambassadors, and frankly, not actually any of the ambassadors, but the random people who just try to make a living working in the tower where the ambassadors have their offices, they're part of that disease?
Yes.
In what way?
They hold up the monarchy. They don't let the people have a voice. They don't let me have a voice.
The everyday people who go to work to make money, to feed their families, taking letters, those people hold up the monarchy. Those are the people that hold up the monarchy.
Change is both made and resisted by everyday people. It's not the kings and queens that fight in the dirt and the muck. It's people who either hold up that which is evil or bring it down.
And now, see, this is where your philosophy falls apart for me, because your whole thing is democracy, right?
Yes.
Right. And the idea of democracy is people making their own choices, right?
Yes.
And you blew those people up for making the choice to go to work yesterday.
They were not Breelish citizens. We want democracy for Breland.
And you want to blow up everyone who's not Breland?
Well, Breland could have easily won the last war.
Oh, yeah, well, we want all the other nations ally against Breland. How long is your democracy going to last?
Breland, at this point...
I'm fully aware that Beric has lost the trail of what we were trying to accomplish.
Yeah, but I'm letting
he's very unhappy.
Breland is stronger than the other nations combined at this point. They were ravaged by the Day of Mourning. They had soldiers in the field. Our soldiers were smart enough. They weren't there.
All right, let's get back on track, Beric.
What are you doing in the town?
We were trying to save the town.
Mm.
It was attacked.
Yes.
And then you came into town and attacked us.
Well, to be fair, first we helped you with the shadows, and then...
your word.
Yeah, you have to trust me. There was a dog. It was good.
You killed a dog?
A shadow dog. Look, chill out, buddy. You killed people with a bomb, so...
Didn't kill a dog.
How do you know that?
Yeah, you can't prove there was no dog there.
Who brings a pet to the office?
Everyone in every civilized country on the planet.
Let's track this one back again, fellas.
Seriously, the United States is the only country. Sorry.
Only country that doesn't have a lot of cool things.
Right?
Kinder eggs.
Dogs in the workplace.
Affordable healthcare.
Nope, we're not going. Stop. Nope.
Okay, I just don't know where to go with this. I'm not...
I mean...
Jeff and Dex.
Yeah.
Don't know where...
Beric's happy to sit here and argue political philosophy.
While Beric...
That's probably not beneficial.
While Beric prattles on about the things which he is prattling, I'm actually going to go back to Krast.
Okay.
Try to catch up with him.
Okay. Theradec, what are you doing?
Watching this argument.
Okay. Okay, so you come upon Krast, who is facing away from you. He has one arm extended up, and he's leaning up against a tree, just kind of recomposing himself.
Right. I'm going to... I don't want to come up behind him without saying something. I'm like, Hey, Crast, buddy. Can we talk for just a second? Are you cool?
What do you want?
First off, I want to make sure that you know that I would never have actually physically tried to restrain you unless it became absolutely necessary. I just had to use my intimidation skill instead of and I understand I've gotten hot under the collar before. I've seen things and done things that have made me act not myself. But Kraft, you're the thing. You're the one that we need to maintain a level head and do this interrogation, because you know what information we need. We need you back over there, but I can't let you beat the tar out of these guys to get what you want. We've got to try it a different way.
Why not? They deserve it.
Well, because there've been a lot of studies that say torture doesn't work, but but we don't need to get into that right now. I agree. And I think that what they deserve is the full weight of the law, not a vigilante beating. Let's get what we need from them, and then we can take these three back to Commander Bala and let her do with them what is right and appropriate. And I'm sure it will be better than just getting knocked around a little bit tied to a tree. But by better, I mean for you, more fulfilling for you than just beating them. I get it. I understand the catharsis of knocking a guy around, but can you come back with us and have a conversation?
This isn't going to determine the outcome so much, but go ahead and give me a persuasion check.
Okay. 7.
Crast turns to face you. He's kind of been looking away from you up to this point as you approached behind him. And there is a fire and a rage behind his eyes that you've really only ever seen when you've encountered somebody with a great deal of tragedy.
Like, sure.
He, in a swift motion, just turns and punches with his gauntlet the tree.
So you better say the tree.
As bark flies off, and he just lets out a grunt as he balls up his fist from the pain. Let's get this over with. And he starts heading back.
As you come back, Beric is kneeling in front of is down on one knee in front of the guy. He's saying, look, if you read Locke, you'll see that the mandate of the masses is what justifies the government. And evidence clearly shows that the people support the monarchy.
And Theridek is just enthralled by this.
You wanting Crass to step in with the interrogation, or do you want to continue having a political debate?
I mean,
that I have not prepared for.
Probably better. Probably better radio if Crass steps in.
Crast kind of walks up, and you see the guy tense up as Crast approaches again. And Crast says, in just kind of a almost begrudgingly, like his heart isn't in this anymore. He just, where's your base? Where are you operating out of? He rolls a 1 on his persuasion check, rather fittingly.
Beric has a brilliant idea. And while Crast is asking that question, he hurries over to Lyle and pulls him aside for a moment and says, okay, I have this idea. We can try and convince him that one of his friends gave up information using you.
Hey.
If we wake up one of the others, you get their voice.
I like where you're at. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a prisoner dilemma, but you're not lying to him. Oh, hey.
Sorry, I just pointed for listeners who didn't get the visual gag. Randy's sitting both physically and in the game in between them, just staring back and forth, confused at this conversation.
All right. Theridak, I guess you're part of the crew now, so there's something you need to know. do you know what a changeling is?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm a changeling. I normally look like this. That orc that you saw in the building?
Yes, that was an orc.
Also me.
I
like to bounce around. that's not true. I don't very often. But yeah, so what Beric is suggesting is that I take the form of one of the other swords that we captured, and
I see.
And then I guess we wing it. Do I just start screaming, yeah, I told you everything. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so first things first, let's go wake up.
Yeah, so we walk back while Crest, you can.
Let's wake up the one that looks like he has the easier to replicate voice. don't screw me on this, Eric.
So are you walking back to Crest or are you walking to take prisoners? Well,
they're just right over by them.
Okay, so you just hear that the prisoner is sitting there silent as Crest is just repeating questions over and over, trying to hope that he just starts talking. So you can
grab Beric kneels down by one of them, casts cure wounds to wake him up.
Okay.
And then hauls him to his feet. Says, well, friend, your comrade there's not being very talkative. So we're going to go have a conversation and see if you're a little bit more amiable, and starts leading him off to somewhere.
What do you mean?
Nope. That's good. It's a good joke. Change it. Okay. Fix it.
Actually, I think we're going to have a conversation with your other friend.
And I knock him back out.
Okay.
Take him over to, I mean, we're like right on the edge of the town, right?
No, you're a little bit ways out of the town. You're on the edge of the river.
I mean, okay. To be fair, we could just go around behind.
Yeah, we move off to somewhere where we're out of sight of the prisoner being interrogated. And actually, ideally, I'd like to get a little bit out of earshot at first and actually ask him some questions.
Yeah, totally.
That it works.
Sure. Yeah, maybe this guy is just more likely.
Right. What do you want?
Barrett just sort of looks over at Dex and goes,
And I just kind of shrug like, yeah, I can work with that.
We need to know where you're operating out of.
I don't much feel like telling you.
Right. No, I understand. I just needed to ask it. Another question. Where do the shadows come out of? You were fighting a bunch of shadows when we got here.
They just appeared in the town.
They appeared in the town.
Well, that's where we first saw them, before we started fighting them.
Because when they started to retreat, it looked like they were moving across the bridge, so I thought perhaps they went back to a central location.
Kind of the same direction you guys were running.
You all operate out of the woods. Do you encounter them in the woods?
He starts to say we, and then stops himself and just...
No, I know you operate out of the woods. Come on. It's big woods. You're not telling me anything helpful to tell me you operate out of the woods.
Yeah, we saw you run into the woods.
Yeah, it's fairly obvious. Sorry to break, you know, if there's bubble okay. of...
We cracked your code.
Right.
We didn't see any shadows in the woods.
Not ever before?
No.
Not in all the time that you've been operating out of the woods?
No.
The whole time that he's talking.
I mean, y'all have been operating out of there for years, so...
Listen, all I'm saying... We've never seen any shadows in the woods.
The whole time you two are talking, Dex is kind of just over on the side going, all I'm saying, look, we don't operate in the woods.
So you've never encountered this before?
So you just happened to be in town when these shadows came?
Well, we saw the town getting attacked and quickly came in to help.
Saw from your base. Oh, come on. Let me have a roll to trip him up.
Okay.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do deception.
Okay. Seems more fitting. 24.
He just kind of stammers for a second and says, we didn't see him. Yeah, we saw him from the bit. And then just kind of stops. And...
Oh, come on. You got to give me that. Was pretty good.
So you saw him from your base. That's obvious. You just said it.
Right. So do you ever operate near the gloaming?
What's the gloaming?
My understanding is it's the section of the woods that you all are operating out of.
Oh, yeah.
You do. And you've never encountered anything like this there. I hear there are all sorts of weird shadow things out there.
Well, nothing like this, no.
Okay. Now, I want you to try to understand something here, man. Right now, I'm pretty pissed off at your organization, but I know that you weren't in Sharn yesterday. But I'm mostly concerned about rescuing a little boy who was dragged into another plane by shadows like this. And that's where my interest lies right now, primarily. So the more helpful you are to me about that, the less I'm really all that inclined to dig into the rest of this.
Go ahead and give me a perception check. Or, sorry, persuasion check.
I was going to say, perception checks have not been very friendly to me lately. For our regular listeners, hey, that's pretty good. 24.
24? Look, we've had some run-ins with shadows like this before. We fought them, and we're trying to... We found a couple items here and there in the Dakani ruins across the river. They seem to work really well against the shadows. So we've been using them to try and push them back. But the druids in the Reaches don't much like Breelish citizens, much less militant ones, operating in their sovereign nation. So they've been pushing us back, claiming they can handle it.
Oh, see, that wasn't very hard. That was really helpful. We appreciate it. Dak, come sit on this guy.
The druids, they object to you messing around with the ruins, or they object to you being in the woods altogether?
They don't want us in the Eldine Reaches.
Oh, I see.
I've gone back. My accent keeps falling apart. I've gone back around behind the captive at this point, and I'm kind of shifting around, and I keep looking at Beric, like, waiting for the thumbs up that I got it, that it looked right. Like,
okay, so Beric watches, keeps checking back and forth. His eyes just flicking back and forth until he sees it.
Okay. Just
gives him the high sign.
And now that I've got it, I can recall it. So I don't.
Yeah.
So I can go back to Lyle and come back around. But
do you know where the druids are that you're speaking about? It seems to me that they might have more information about this matter that I'm trying to look into.
Look, they know the woods like the back of their hands. They strike when we least expect it, and then they disappear in the trees just as fast as they came.
Interesting. So they attack you whenever you're walking around in the woods.
Yeah. When they see us operating in the Eldine Reaches, they push us back.
All right.
Do we want to get back to the...
Yeah.
The trickery. So he's out of earshot of the other guy, right?
Yeah.
All right. I guess...
You could have...
Yeah.
Have Dak.
Yeah.
Bring you back.
Mm-hmm. So Dak's going to bring me back over.
Yes.
As the other guy.
Yes.
Here's my question. Let's go together. You and I walk away a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Beric, I mean, what's your gambit? Like, I get the ruse. What's the gambit? Am I going to be untied and free? And it looks like I made a deal with you guys and gave information.
That's the closest thing I have. I understand we don't actually have any information to state that's certainly true.
Right.
But we know a little bit about the location of the woods. Perhaps it could look like you're about to lead Theradak over to the river and point out exactly where the base is, since we know that it's in the right direction. Perhaps get him angry enough to make a mistake. I don't know.
All right. Here's what I'm thinking. All right. So I change and I go, is this about right?
That's about right.
Hang on. I got this other
sling blade.
French I totally fried saw.
Taters.
It's hard to get out of it sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. He kind of sounded, no, he didn't. He kind of sounded, it's lower and raspy and...
With a little bit of Australian to it.
Yeah, well, that's probably not going to happen easily for me.
I don't know where Australia is.
Could you just mouth and Beric stand behind you?
Well, I assume that part of the magic of of Dex is that he can actually mimic it, even if Jeff can't.
You will sound fine.
Yeah, we're just gonna trust that Dex nails it. So we start walking together, me and Dak, and when I get in within earshot where I'm not like obviously yelling, you know, to get their attention, I say, "Do you see those there? That's where we found the runes." That are helping us fight. And so anyway,
what are you doing?
I made a deal.
He has cut a deal.
If you were smart, you'd do the same thing. I haven't told them everything. If you want to get in on this, you can cut a deal. They're letting me go. All right? You want to tell them some things? Maybe you can... God, I'm just Lyle again, but with higher pitch. If you want to... If I had gotten to come up with my own voice, I would be doing it properly.
Deception check.
Yeah. That's 21.
Nice. You see him, the prisoner, kind of hang his head and, like, knock it against the tree in, like, frustration and confusion and not sure what to do. And he looks at Crast and says, "What do I need to tell you to let me go?"
"Hell yeah. Nice work." I don't change back. Right. But I want to walk away where I'm not having to stand and, like, you and I, okay, I lead Dak further down towards the bank where we're completely out of earshot again, and I don't turn back around to face or anything. I'm away from him now.
You hear, as you're changing, you hear footsteps rapidly approaching and not trying to be quiet. Theridak, you, just positioning, you probably see him approaching for it. Crast is storming up to you, furious.
Because Crast is also thrown.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you changed back? Like, by the time Crass gets to you, I'm just working up the timing.
We're out of view of the...
Yeah, I guess I would probably... I mean, it takes 6 seconds. I may be in the process of changing. It takes a full round to change.
Okay, we'll say that you're facing away, and Crass looks at you, Theridak, is like, "Why would you cut a deal with these monsters?"
Wait a second.
We
did not cut a deal.
All right. Hey, chill out, Crass.
There you go.
There's a little something about me you didn't know yet. I'm kind of tricky sometimes with my physicality. We did a real good goof, Crast, and it worked. Go back there and ask the questions you need to ask. We don't really need to give the man a deal.
We're not going to let him go?
You're not. No, hell no. You're not honor bound to, if you say, like, here's the thing. You haven't said anything. I said, I got a deal. He believes it. He wants to talk. He asks you a question. What do you need to know? Go get your answers.
Let him talk.
This seems
rad,
real dirty, and wrong.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a guy beating the tar out of him earlier. That seemed real dirty and wrong. This way, we haven't done anything to physically harm anybody further. Anyway, I did almost kill a couple of them. Just go get your answers, Kratz. Don't worry about the ramifications of this. Let future Crast handle that.
He turns around and stomps off. And so are you all going to reapproach him, or are you going to go back with Beric?
I'm going to go back. I want to know. I want to hear what Crast gets out of him, but I don't want to stand there as the other guy any longer. Like, every second that I'm the same face as somebody who's present is a second that something could break bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back over with Beric. And
where are you
going with Crast?
Crast. Okay. So Theridak, Crast approaches the guy and squats down in front of him. Is like, "Okay, well, where's your base?"
And then if he looks up at me, Dak's kind of standing there like, "I'm going to know if you're telling the truth or not."
"Our base is in the Dakani Ruins. That's where we operate out of." Are there any questions you would like to ask so I'm not just talking to myself, Theridak, about the Swords of Liberty or anything like that?
If any come to my mind, I will.
Okay. Who is leading your operation?
The Red Owl is what she goes by. Don't know her real name, don't know her face. She never shows it to us. We always meet wearing our masks. So
super democratic.
We always wear our masks when we meet. So in case any of us are caught in situations like this, we cannot reveal the identities of our fellow swords.
Your friend said that they have found the items to assist them in helping fight the shadow.
Yes, we have recovered Dakani artifacts that seem to damage the shadows. They emit light that weakens the shadows to make them easier to dissipate, vanquish. I don't know if you would call it killing, but they attack our base far more often than they make it through to Zandrar. So we've taken up post as holding them back from getting into Breland.
We're going to need some of those.
I don't have any. I don't have any on me. The high-ranking members and those that stay on watch in the ruins hold on to them to use them. I don't fight the shadows in the forest. That's not my duty.
I just thought of this. Who can our speaking stones contact? Just each other? Can we reach back to base? Can we contact Commander Bala?
Yeah, I'll say you can contact Commander Bala.
Okay, I want to do that later. But you want to continue? You know what? Actually, this guy saw me walk off.
Yes.
And now, so I can come back as Lyle.
Yeah.
All right, I want to come back and ask a couple of questions.
Okay.
As well. Hey, so you guys got him to open up, huh?
And I'm just smiling really big while you ask it.
Hey, listen, buddy, I got a couple of questions for you as well. What are you planning next? Is there another bomb that we need to get to before it goes off? I'm tired of watching innocent people suffer because of your agenda.
Look, I'm not a planner in all this. I stay here. I stay in Zandrar, and I live my life.
Are you telling me that you didn't hear about a bomb going to go off in Sharn?
No. I know it happened. We were told shortly before it occurred that morning what was going to happen. So agents in Sharn would know to not be operating near there.
Okay, I guess I don't know this yet. So, hey, Crass, has he filled you in on home base? Do we know that?
Yeah.
All right, we know where they are. All right. And then I want to get my little speaking stone out, and I want to say, Commander Ball, are you available?
Yes.
Commander Ball, I've got some good news. We have apprehended 3 members of the Swords of Liberty, and I would like for you to advise as to our next steps for getting them into permanent custody.
There is an agent operating out of Zandrar. He is the blacksmith in town. Take your prisoners to him, and he will see that the extraction happens.
Perfect. Blacksmith. Shackles. Love it. All right.
The prisoner is starting to look at you and Crast and you, Dak, frantically. Like, I was told I would be let go.
And I change into the other guy, and I say, no deal.
What? You said you'd let me go.
And then I change back, and I say, dude, we made it up. No one's going to let you go. Now
he just shuts down in confusion and kind of is muttering, you said you would let me go.
Like, I have no sympathy for this dude that's part of this organization that blew up a building. So shall we away to the blacksmith? We're not going to get any more out of this guy. Do you want to see you can get out of? Sorry. Yeah, sure.
So once they've walked off. All right, well, your friend wasn't very helpful in this area, but I suppose I'll ask you. Where'd the bomb come from?
I don't know anything about the bomb being made. I don't know anything about that. I didn't even know about the planning. I operate here near Zandrar, and I fight back shadows. That's what I do. I have Night Watch.
And you're comfortable... And you are comfortable being a part of an organization that, in addition to fighting back shadows and protecting the town of Zandrar, also blows up innocent people when they go to work.
Look, the methodology is bad. I agree with that. I see it. I don't entirely support the how, but I support the why. And nobody else, we've tried to have our voices heard. With the monarchy, with parliament, it's not going to happen without radical action.
that are members of Parliament who argue for democracy.
Yeah, and they're shut down. It's not going to happen.
But you know when it's definitely not going to happen? It's definitely not going to happen if the voice of democracy also blows up buildings. Because you know what's going to be in the news tomorrow? It's not going to be a discussion of democracy. You know what was in the Sharon Inquisitive today? Sharon Inquisitive today is about dead people. Innocent dead people whose only crime was going to work. Or being on the sidewalk somewhere below the tower you blew up when a 30-pound piece of rubble fell 2,000 feet and crushed their skull.
The Sean Inquisitive will be discussing the Breelish government's inability to protect non-Breelish citizens within its borders. Thrain, Ondare, Carnath, they're not going to be happy.
Yeah, and in my experience, the result of those sorts of things is joint action to hunt down terrorists.
I've also seen joint action to take down a nation.
Well, if you think Breelin falling is the best way to get at democracy, that's
no
rather nonsensical.
Breelin can stand on its own.
I had this discussion with your friend. I'm not interested in that. In discussing the future war that hasn't happened. Listen, you say you don't agree with the methodology. I'm telling you the methodology is self-destructive. If you can't see that, well, I don't know what the point of this is.
All right, this is where Lyle comes over and he says, hey, Barrick, did you get any new? Did you get any actionable information out of this guy?
No, he doesn't know anything about the bomb.
And Theridak.
He's also extremely unrepentant.
Yeah.
Definitely not an enemy of the shadow.
Did you grip your hand to bring the sword up to say that right to it?
Theridak is not sure if this has occurred yet, but he wants to search these individuals.
Okay.
You know, that's why we have Theridak along. Yes. Think about these really obvious things that it never occurred to me to do.
The practical things. Instead of spending 20 minutes having a...
Theridak...
I mean, build the world. I thought
I could turn one of them. I don't know.
You find... Are you searching the one that crashed... and Lyle and you were interrogating for the one that you're near?
Yes.
I'm searching first. The third one that's still knocked out.
You find...
All right, I go wake him up and try and convince him that
you're... No, we're not. off camera, you do that.
You find on him a small amount of money, let's say 5 gold pieces, a sword, and traveling papers that identify him as...
Hey, Dex, now we have one of their driver's licenses.
Awesome.
And to wake him up and get a voice. And we have their masks.
Wake him up and I'll pick a voice.
Malar Kirk.
That's awesome.
Is the one that you were actively interrogating up against the tree.
Right. And I give the papers to Krast.
Okay.
And I don't care about his money or anything.
Okay. The one that you're searching on the ground.
Oh, in the meantime, I didn't get around to it. In the meantime, while I'm searching this guy on the ground, I tell Barrick, I used those cool rocks, and I talked to the commander, and there's a guy in town we're going to take these 3 to for extraction. So
all right,
our hands are clean of it all.
You find the similar stuff that Dak found, except his traveling papers identify him as Boron Prum.
Okay, and I missed it. I heard the traveling papers and all that stuff, and you said
5 gold pieces.
5 gold pieces is what I thought. Add that to the till. I'm not going to, I guess, add the other 5 as well. Boron Prum?
Yep.
Is that 2 M's?
1 M.
And Theridak makes his way over to where Barrick is with the other one. And
Barrick's probably walking the other one back over at this point.
Have you searched him yet?
No, I have not.
Check him out. Look for something that could assist us, possibly.
All right. I go through his stuff and I assume I find similar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saren Doran is his name.
I ask Theron Deck if he would like to throw the one that's still unconscious up over his shoulder, since he's the strongest of us, so we don't have to waste a cure light wounds or anything.
Of course.
On another guy.
So it's a couple minutes. Well, probably you were all running away from the town. So let's say 5 to 10 minute walk back to town. The town is still reeling from the attack. There's city watch out, just helping people, checking on the wounded, things like that. You can easily, I mean, a blacksmith's, it's obvious from street view. So you don't see any real activity going on around there. There is a light on inside, though.
Yeah, so we knock on the blacksmith's door.
You see a very large half-orc
open the door. Long graying hair tied up in a top knot. Pretty big tusks coming out from his bottom row of teeth. And just,
what can I help you with?
Commander Bala sent us.
Get in.
I say, hey, do you know any of these three fellas? I assume some of these guys live in Xandrar.
Right. As you come inside and set them all down, he astonishingly looks at the three young men that you've set down on the ground and is like, ugh.
Yeah, I know all of them. What the hell, boys? What are you thinking?
It just comes to me now. How old are they?
Early 20s.
Okay. So this is like a bunch of young guys who go across the river and play in their clubhouse and occasionally commit an act of horrible murder.
So, are you sending them in?
Yes.
I spoke with Commander Ball, and she said that you would have the means and method for extraction.
Yeah.
We also know now that they're operating out of the Dakani ruins across the river. That's probably information that should also be sent back.
Yeah. I'll file a report and let her know what's going on.
I suppose since you live here and you're an actual agent, you've already put this together, but you might want to talk to their running buddies. Odds are anybody else that they are close with here in town that they spend a lot of time with are going to be a part of this Liberty Sword.
Yeah. We've known for a while that, because of the masks, that the Swords of Liberty were our neighbors. I just never thought that it would be these boys.
It's always the quiet ones. I don't know if these guys are quiet. Well, I'm sorry to have brought such a bummer to your day, but
no, it's fine. I'll make sure that they're extracted and sent away.
All right. So what's next, Crast?
Well, we know where the Swords of Liberty are operating out of. Go take the fight to them.
I don't know. Let me tell you a little bit about what I know about these shadows. For some reason, they don't go into those Dakani ruins. They get near them. They don't. They didn't the last time we were around them. I think that there is a chance that going into the forest between the beginning of the forest and the getting to those ruins is going to be a trek that I don't want to walk right now.
Well, sorry, the Dakani ruins are outside of the forest. They're just on the edge. Okay. They're on the other river bank, so they're just right there.
Mm.
I mean, we could also, I mean, that fight, those fights went remarkably well, but we could take up lodging and investigate the forest in daylight when the shadows wouldn't be roaming around.
Could also be worthwhile to talk to the druids.
Yeah,
that's a good call. I mean, I'm down with taking a quick rest. I'll get my daylight back.
It's probably at this point that everyone realizes that Barrack is bleeding profusely from numerous wounds and has 3 hit points.
Oh, holy cow. Let's go take a nap.
Yes, rest. Rest should probably be fine. In fact, he's wounded so badly that his accent has changed like 8 times.
They just beat the Irish right out of you.
Okay. So you all are going to take a long rest and sleep until morning?
Yeah, we're bedding down for the night.
Okay. The blacksmith has lodgings for Dark Lantern agents in town. So, yeah, anything you all would like to do before now and morning time when Crass is going to insist that you all head out into the forest, the towering wood?
How many hit points do we get back? I'm going to do a...
You get them all back.
We get them all?
Yeah, long rest is full.
Okay. Out of character, you can cut this. I promise to keep this brief. But before bedding down, Barrack brings out Cursebringer.
Okay.
And sort of sits down in the room and says, look, I understand what you're about. And frankly, I'm on your side on this whole destroying the shadow thing. But people who put bombs in office buildings are not our allies in that fight.
This fight will require as many allies as you can find.
Right. Well, I'm going to find the ones that aren't blowing up innocent people at work.
Then you may very well lose this fight if you are unwilling to take every hand that offers help.
Dex busts into Barrack's room. Oh, sorry. And just closes the door.
I understand your trepidations, but what are a dozen, even 100 innocent lives?
And he shuts the sword off.
Okay.
You're not my dad.
Not going to have that conversation.
I'm not ready to go.
He appears back in your head.
I was not done yet. Damn it.
You don't hang up on me.
I guess I don't know if the sword can do that. It's entirely plausible.
I don't know that Dex does anything.
Okay.
I don't know that Dex learned a great lesson today to ponder or to change his ways.
Okay.
Dex is going to go get some food because he's famished.
Okay. There's a small inn in town that is serving up.
Yeah, Barrack probably comes for dinner.
Okay.
Probably hungry. We stayed up all night, essentially.
Yeah. Time for breakfast. Dex, are you going to go eat as well?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Barrack eats entirely sullenly and silently. He's terrible company.
Dex eats with great aplomb.
And Dex makes comments about he could make it better.
Oh, okay.
I want all
he's not quite up to his par.
I walk in and I demand the finest bagels and muffins in all the land.
You're drinking from the keg of glory?
Because I have drank from the keg of glory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that made me happy.
It's my favorite show ever.
So, you all have rested, eaten, had a merry good time. So, yeah, time to head out in the morning.
Well, I don't know who's having a good time. Well, Barrack certainly isn't.
Apparently Dex was.
What part of Keg of Glory sounded like a rough day to you?
Dak was just upset that he didn't get to eat his own cooking, apparently.
That's right.
So, yeah. Krast is up and ready to go at the crack of dawn.
At the crast of dawn.
Yes. He wote at the crest of dawn.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know what? I deserve that.
Theradak is up at the Dak of Kong.
Dex just woke up at some point.
Okay. So
pun free, but ready to go.
So you all are ready to head into the woods. Most people are still reeling from the attack the night before. They're not really giving you all even a second glance. An attack like this had never really happened on the town before. And so, yeah.
Very few people glance at Barrack twice. Once is usually sufficient.
Well, and that's a question that I actually wanted to ask is, what was the lasting damage to the town from that attack? Did they lose people?
Yeah, there were some people lost.
Okay.
This was a first time occurrence. The city had not, our town had not been attacked before previously. Or
nope.
All right. So we're walking the same path we walked last night, I guess, just towards that bridge.
Yeah. So you all can easily, I mean, you get the sense when it's not being attacked by shadows that it's a pretty sleepy town and not a whole lot goes on.
Now, do we want to try to investigate the ruins first, or do we want to try to contact the druids? The ruins might be more direct. I mean, if it's easy.
I think the ruins, because, among other reasons, there might still be people there.
Yeah.
Resting up and hold up from the previous night.
Fair enough.
And as such, I have my hand on the button
right, of
my stick.
Okay. These ruins are very different from the Dakani ruins that you've encountered before, primarily because this isn't the tomb of a knightly order. This was a small town, much like the Zandrar that now sits on the other side of the river, but for goblins. So the architecture is different. It's mostly stonework that's left behind. So everyone give me perception checks.
Easy, crazy.
Hey, 20. Nope, 19. Phil.
Well, good, because I got a 8.
23.
Okay, you two.
Tell me what you see, fellas.
You two can see tracks pretty clearly throughout the town and just signs of life here. You don't really spot, you spot signs of living, but you don't spot any like immediate evidence of people being here. There's no like bedrolls or campfires or anything of that nature just lying about.
So no people, just signs of people moving through it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just caution indicates to me that I think we should move through the town. It's not very big, I assume?
No, it's fairly small.
Move through the town and just check whatever ruined buildings remain before we let our guard down in any way and make sure they're not, you know, lurking in a basement somewhere or something.
Okay. So you all are walking about, getting a pretty good sense of where, when the Swords of Liberty are here, where, like, the meeting room is and where they sleep. But once again, you're not really able to spot anybody in the town moving slowly through it.
And our impression has been, just if I understand, our impression after talking with those guys is they meet here. They don't.
The terminology stay here. That the one guy used, Malar used, is that they operate out of here.
Okay.
What was your perception check earlier?
23.
Okay. So yeah, that's all you can really tell from this.
Okay.
Everyone give me survival checks. Oh, yeah. Okay.
16.
20.
One.
You do not survive.
So, wait. Survival is...
Wisdom.
Oh, right. Sure. So it's a 2. Thanks.
Nicely done, sir. Yeah. Theradak, you can spot... Confusedly, you spot some tracks. I imagine you've kind of fallen behind looking at stuff. And you see some tracks turn in between two buildings. And they stop all of a sudden. Like the person disappeared almost.
Well, I've seen Barry do that.
He calls the guys over and as they get to him before he says anything, he is looking at the ground and he goes, Ooh, look at this. Now this one is very shiny. And you see him pick up a little rock that has kind of got a blue luminescence to it. And then he reaches down to his side with a pouch and he takes his pouch off and he shakes it and you hear movement inside and he opens it up and he drops the rock inside and attaches it back to his belt.
Collect rocks there, do you, Dak?
Only bright, shiny ones. I've been collecting them since I was a kid.
Did you?
Now, besides that.
All right.
I called you over here for a purpose. Do you see these tracks?
Yes.
Look closely. Where do they go?
They appear to just stop.
Exactly. Where did they stop at? Like
about halfway down the alleyway that they were traveling down.
So
Dex looks
up. Tracks here and no more. Very strange.
Can I make an investigation check?
I was mm-hmm. going to ask if I could do the same.
You can do the same, Dex.
16.
23. Nice. Okay. When you look up, you spot some writing on a wall. It's almost like a little archway that goes over this alleyway that connects the two buildings.
I swear if it's in Goblin.
It's in a familiar script that you've seen before.
Theradak, you don't by any chance read Goblin, do you?
Sorry.
Did Krast go with us?
Krast kind of rolls his eyes and is like, really? None of you all speak Goblin?
What?
Why would we?
You live in a country that shares a border with a nation of goblins. Goblins live here.
I didn't grow up here.
You live here.
Not long enough to have learned a language based on the game mechanics.
Okay. Let me see if I can figure this out. And he kind of stretches his eyes and it's an old dialect. Really old.
Dex starts to get a little misty-eyed thinking of Aiko.
He always used to complain about translating for us, too.
Okay.
You know, I tried to learn Goblin once. Just don't have a knack for it.
What, do you speak Orc, I assume?
Yes. Common.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
So now we know we can talk Elvish around him if we need to.
Do not be wooed.
Well, that's okay. You and I can talk Orcus around him if we need
that's
to.
That's true.
I heard you say, do not be wooed. Like, oh.
Would either of you like to see my walks?
You know
I
what?
I have a nice collection.
Sure.
Okay, you guys do that. I'm going to listen to Krast. sussed this out.
He's got 20. Hmm. And he counts them real quick. Oh. Oh, this will not do. 21. No. And he picks out the least shiniest one that he can find, which if you were looking, you probably couldn't tell the difference. Right. But in his head, it's like, this one has to go. And he throws it over his shoulder.
Maximum of 20, huh?
Yes. 20 is my lucky number.
Ah.
Do you collect anything?
I mean...
He collects shadow energy.
Right.
He collects black things. They don't start that way.
I never really have taken up a collection.
Okay, I've translated it. When I am needed, I am thrown away. When you are done with me, I am brought back.
Oh, God. When I'm needed, I'm thrown away. When you're done with me, I'm brought back.
Is it an arrow?
You say that and nothing happens.
Boomerang.
Spear?
When you're done with me, I'm brought back. I feel like that's...
Yeah.
Like, I want to focus less on the things you chuck to use them and more on the... When you're done with me, I'm brought back.
When you need me, I'm thrown away.
Yep.
Thrown away. Brought back.
Beric, in a moment of poeticness, says, your heart. Yep. All right. Worth trying.
And Dex says, nerd. Of course, the last time all we had to do was stumble around for a while and read more things, and eventually we got to the bottom of it. You know, but I have a feeling someone has learned from that situation.
Theradak kind of likes sayings. He kind of collects some sayings. And could he make any, like, maybe a wisdom check or something to see if maybe this jogs his memory of something he may have heard before? Or?
I mean, if you all would like to resort to checks instead of actually solving the riddle, that's fine.
Well, but perhaps Theradak could get a hint.
Okay.
If he makes a check.
Yeah.
Or he could get farther away from it.
Nothing coming to my mind.
Beric read it to him one more time.
Everyone could give perception checks if you would like to.
When I am needed, I am thrown away. When you are done with me, I am brought back.
A fish and lure.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
That was good, though.
A ball.
When you're done with me, I'm brought back.
I feel like it's going to be something really abstract, because the last one was about an oath.
Yeah, I feel like Eric Googled obscure riddle, obtuse riddle a minute ago and just threw this bad boy out there for us.
If you all want to give perception checks for like clues nearby or something, yeah, you can.
Is there a statue of someone throwing something?
10.
20.
18.
18. The only things you all can really note...
No clues. Sorry, guys.
Where you are in the town. This alley, you can... The direction you're facing, just the way you've walked through, you're facing the river. You get the sense, like, the buildings that you're in between, looking through the windows and stuff. One of them appears to have been kind of a general store, stocking up, things like that. The other one next to you, it looks like, was attached to some kind of dock that people would register when they got into town, stuff like that. So that's really the only things nearby.
General store and the dock.
I feel like Eric just keeps rolling the probability that somebody comes upon us. And
I mean, as long as they come out of the secret door that's obviously right here, I'm okay with it.
Right. I'm scared we're going to open a portal.
Yeah.
That familiar lich emerges.
The portal opens. Sucks one of us through.
I'll be back in a minute if you don't have the riddle.
Oh, no. God. General store, dock, thrown away. When you're done with me, I'm brought back. Thrown away. Oh, man, some listener already knows this.
Those of you screaming at your device right now.
Yeah. You might want to bump up to 2x speed.
Luckily for you, we've edited out the long silences while we just sort of stare at each other in blank expressions.
Away. When you're done with me, I'm brought back.
A boat. Food.
A fishing net. A casting net. General store. Dock.
I roll on the percentile dice for Crass to figure it out if you would like to continue on with the story or if you all are so proud that you want to figure it out.
I'm really pretty proud, but son of a gun. I'm so angry. I'm so angry.
It could be an emotion of some kind.
Yeah.
Crass starts to light up and says...
When you're done with me, I'm brought back. What the hell?
I mean, I've guessed all of the literal things that you throw to use and are brought and you retrieve when you're done. So
when you use me, I'm thrown away.
When I am needed.
When I am needed,
I am thrown away.
I am thrown away. Discipline. Self-control.
A plan.
When you're done with me, I am brought back. Crash, you're being awful quiet. You got any ideas?
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to do it that way.
I don't have any idea. I've got a long way. It's going to be like 45 minutes of us.
Some of your guesses have been remarkably close. Like
love.
No. You're getting colder.
Racquetball. Crash, you got any clue on this?
Very small rocks.
Let me explain. Crass, the last time we were in a Dakani ruin and we found an obtuse riddle, reciting the answer opened a door for us and with mixed results.
You all have guessed most of the stuff that you throw away and then bring back. We're near the docks, so anchor and the ground begins to rumble.
You know, I gotta say that's very good, but right. I don't think you could have gotten there if I hadn't said fish and lure and fishing net to really guide you down that direction.
Thank you for your guidance, getting me in the nautical realm.
Oh, you know. Okay,
you okay, Philip?
I'm so mad.
You look so dejected over there.
I think Philip and I feel the same way about this, which is purely angry.
Yep.
Oofa doofa.
The ground begins to rumble. As the section where the footsteps that you spotted stop, and there are stairs.
Eric steps back. He's been down this hole before. Right. Fallen in the pit.
Yeah. Yep.
And you see stairs start to lead down and then kind of switch and come back. Going further down, I mean.
Right.
Like, it's not going to take you under the river is what I'm trying to get
at. Hey, Eric, you want to crack open one of those light wands and get to walking?
That sounds like a good idea. So, Eric takes one of the wands and casts light on something.
If perhaps we cast it on Therandak's armor and get a good glow going. He's going to be in the vanguard anyway with his giant hit points. If he's amenable to it,
that would be fine.
All right, I cast it on. So I take out the wand, and I cast it on Therandak's armor.
Okay.
And then I lead the way.
As you begin to walk down these stairs, it's getting darker. The air doesn't seem quite as stale as you would figure a place like this would be. It's clear that this has been disturbed recently. Mm-hmm. You all do see some light up ahead. There's like a shut door with light coming from underneath it, essentially. So, do you all continue and open the door?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine why we wouldn't.
Should we listen? Let's have a listen at the door, see if we hear anything.
Yeah. Good perception for that. We all stick our ears up to the door.
One at a time.
Just wait outside the door, yeah?
I have a cup.
I'm in the back.
All right.
17.
9 and 6. 15. Nope, not through a door.
6.
Barrick's got his ear pressed against the wall. I don't hear anything.
You all hear
Which of us did I pass?
Oh, sorry. You two.
Yeah.
Here. Kind of muffled voices. You can definitely tell that one is feminine in nature, higher timbre. And another one is a very kind of low rumbling voice speaking. They're talking back and forth. The low rumbling voice seems to be a lot louder. You still can't make out words, but you can definitely tell the kind of emotion in the room is tense. But yeah.
At least two.
Yeah. I say, ever hear that?
No.
All right. Two people in there. Best I can tell, one male, one female.
Yes.
I don't know. One of them sounds big, but he could just have a deep, deep, gruff voice.
Huh?
Like, we meet a lot of people with deep, gruff voices.
We're going in.
Cannot make out the words, but they may be having an argument.
Here's my thought. Tell me what you guys think. Two of us, like, does the door open in or out?
It opens out.
Okay, one of us on the side of the door. Everybody else starts making a commotion. That door opens up. We get one good sneak attack hit on whoever opens the door, just to get started.
That's reasonable to me. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
How wide is the passageway we're standing in?
It's probably about 10 feet.
Okay. So it is possible to get on.
Yeah.
Get to the sides of the door.
It's going to be kind of a tight squeeze because the door is centered in the hallway.
Right,
so
right.
It's a couple feet on each side. But so who is going to be doing the striking?
Let's discuss that real quick, fellas. Who do we want to do the hit?
Well, it strikes me that you seem to hit very, very well when...
I've been on a bit of a streak lately.
When you have the opportunity to... Especially when you have the opportunity to surprise someone.
And your weapon is not angry with you.
That is true. I do. I am on good terms with my weapon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I get advantage on surprise, right? So mm-hmm. I get two shots at it. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, sure. I'm gonna stick with just the wood part. I don't think I'm gonna go flashing around my blade. But mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Let's do this.
I just want to make sure for narrative purposes when this mm-hmm. happens, what is your intent to subdue? Is it like?
Oh, it's absolutely to subdue.
Okay.
I mean, all right, Beric, here's the thing. Like, before we do this, you agree with me. And Dak, you agree with me, right, that 99% chance that these guys are swords.
Yeah, that seems by far the most likely. We know their leader is a woman.
Exactly. And they told us that the leader was a woman. My best guess is this is the leader and a bodyguard, and maybe she calls this home base more often than everybody else does.
That seems reasonable. Or perhaps whoever's pulling their strings.
Yeah.
Might not be as altruistic as they all think.
But so here's my question to you fellas. Am I shooting to kill? Am I shooting to wound?
Well, I think a lot depends on what we find the other person to be. If this is just her and another sword, then yeah, let's bring him down and bring him in. If this is her and something worse.
With the setup that you all are giving, like, your strike is going to be before you really get it. If you want the surprise and the sneak attack and everything, mm-hmm. it has to be door open, boom.
Yeah.
No real time to assess. So
here's the thing.
Could give you a moment to assess. Actually.
Well, here's the other thing. If I strike to subdue or strike to kill and I don't take him down to zero, it becomes a battle. If I do take him down to zero, I strike to subdue. It turns out we should have killed him. It ain't like we can't just pull a little coup de grace.
And that's true.
So I think I'm going to stick with subdue.
All right, that's fine.
All right, I'm glad we discussed this. All right, you guys, I'm going to stand here. You guys do your thing to make a ruckus.
All right.
You have thaumaturgy, don't you?
No.
Oh, you don't.
Okay. Here's what I would propose as the distraction. You two get on either side of the door. Wait, the door opens out?
Yeah, that's the thing. If the door opened in, we'd have two people.
Yeah.
Right. One on either side.
Well, but. You two get to either side, crashed, retreat back a little bit.
Okay.
And I'll see about drawing them out.
All right.
So
I'm in position.
Beric sort of concentrates for a minute, and his eyes go black. And then his whole form sort of melts into black and then vanishes.
Okay.
As I cast invisibility. And then
I say, where did you go?
And he reaches for the door and opens the door, steps inside, and slams the door.
Okay.
What do I see?
The sight you see is a woman sitting behind a desk with her feet kind of leisurely up. As soon as you slam the door, though,
that's way less tense than I thought it would be.
She puts her feet down and you see a large figure turn confusedly to look back at the door, and you recognize the large figure. It is Trant.
Oh, hell. I mean, I don't know this, so I can't.
What was that?
I don't know. Well, go look. Go see what it was. And Trant walks up to the door and swings it open.
So while he's walking, here's what I want to know. By the time he gets to the door, can I cross the room to be behind her?
Yeah. I mean, it's dirt floors and things like that. Go ahead and give me a stealth check to see if you can walk in such a way to where.
Do I have advantage for being invisible?
You actually heightened her awareness of the situation.
Well, but not of the floor. I don't know. Oh, never mind. That's all right.
Okay.
Then, so let me go back to my skill page. That will be 19.
Okay. So, yeah, you're able to make your way around the office behind her.
Okay. As soon as he swings the door open, I want to reach around, bring Cursebringer into existence at her throat, and say immediately into the speaking stone, Dex, it's Trant.
And the door's open?
Yeah.
I mean, if you subdue Trant, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what's going to happen.
That's fine.
I mean, because you saying Dex, it's Trant doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no, I know.
So, all right. So I have advantage. Good, because that was a 2. Yep. Let's try again. 21.
Nice.
To hit.
Yep.
4. Both of my D8s have been consistently rolling ones today.
Wow.
Okay, so that's 6, 7, 8 points
what?
Of damage. I just rolled 3 ones.
Fuck.
Tap, tap, tap.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you bring the cane version of your weapon just straight down on Trant's head, who falls like a sack of bricks. I mean, he's a small town blacksmith. Like, 8 hit points is commoner level stuff. So
I thought I pulled my punch.
No,
that's what I was going to tell him.
You thwack him and he just barrels back against the door frame and falls on the ground, unconscious. And the woman is like, "Who are you? Why are you here?"
I swing into the doorway and I unfurl the ribbon weave just to be ready for what might happen.
So it occurs to me that probably Cursebringer is also invisible because I'm holding it.
Yeah.
She tries to run towards Trant and decapitates herself.
Well, all right. It served its purpose. I drop invisibility.
Okay. She is terrified of what's happening.
Ma'am, hold very still. I don't actually have any interest in harming you right now.
What do you want?
I take it you're the Red Owl.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I insight check that?
I also want to insight check that.
Yeah.
And Theradak walks into the doorway.
Oh, there we go.
Says, well, that was easy.
20.
14 plus intelligence, right?
Mm-hmm.
15.
Wisdom.
Insight wisdom. Still 15.
As far as you can tell, she's telling the truth.
What are you doing here?
I was meeting with an associate trying to help him.
What's Trant doing here? Is he looking for his boy still?
I say, of course he's still looking for his
boy. Well, no, I meant like, is he actively taking on the act of looking for his boy?
How do you know Trant?
I've asked Crass to wake Trant up.
We're the ones out looking for his boy.
You're the ones that took off out of town?
to find his boy or find some means of retrieving his boy.
Well, yeah, Trent's still looking for his kid.
Yeah, that's why we're here. We're still following the trail of these shadows and
Trent and such. Came to me to try and help.
Well, who are you?
I'm somebody that can help.
Listen, can we stop with the pretense? My name's Lyle. That's Beric. What's your name?
Are you not going to introduce your other friend?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's Dak. I thought Dak was... Yeah. You did say you came in. My bad. His name's Dak. That's Crast. That's Trant.
And I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, see, and that's the thing. He wasn't part of the original group. We've already lost one guy looking for Jacob. So could you do us the courtesy of telling us who you are and what you do?
Did you just knock this guy out and he's supposed to be your friend?
Oh, he's not supposed to be. He's a friend. He's a buddy.
Oh.
I didn't know it was him.
I didn't know he'd be looking for help from the Swords of Liberty.
Look, we heard through contacts.
See how I got her to confirm that she's a Sword of Liberty?
Mm-hmm. In Mistmarsh.
Twice.
We heard through contacts near Mistmarsh that a boy had gone missing. And the story was that he had been taken by shadows. Well, we deal with that kind of thing. And so we contacted Trant as being able to possibly find his son in the Towering Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's shadows running around trying to kill people.
Yeah. We wouldn't want anyone to get killed. I know how much concern you people put into that.
I don't know who you are. Why are you here threatening and mocking me?
Well, frankly, it's a long story, but the part where we're here begins yesterday when you blew up an office building.
Look, I'm not here to answer to you or to give you anything, so can you just go?
I'm afraid we're the only people available to answer to at the moment.
Okay, take me to the blacksmith then. Come on, let's go.
I mean, Beric has absolutely no sympathy for this woman's point of view.
Yeah, I mean, now we don't know that she's the Red Owl, but
she's confirmed that she's a dark. That she's a
Sword of Liberty.
Sword of Liberty, and she's apparently in charge of this cell. And the person in charge of this cell is a woman who goes by the name of the Red Owl.
Right.
So it seems to me that all of those pieces would seem to.
Gentlemen, I'm growing bored. Can we go?
All right. Real quick, I'm going to. Is she out from behind the desk?
No, she's
no.
Sitting behind the desk with a sword at her throat.
All right, walk her out. Hey, Beric, why don't you bring her out here? I'm going to take a look at this desk real quick.
Stand her up, move her around.
I go out behind the desk, and do I need to roll investigation? I mean, I'm just looking through a desk, but...
There might be secret compartments. Roll it, investigation.
Let's roll this one.
And if that doesn't work, then Dak here can just, you know, chop it into pieces.
I got an 11 on my investigation. What's in the desk?
Were you specifically like rummaging through, or were you looking for secret compartments? Or
I'm going through the desk.
Going through the desk.
Sorry, like on the off chance that she has her mask in there,
right? You know,
that's why I'm doing this. But yeah, what's in the desk?
You do open a drawer and see a red mask, and she just kind of sighs and goes, "Boys, we have about 3 minutes to get out of here now."
Ma'am, if you think for a moment that Imperius works for me, you haven't met my family.
And Dex says, but 3 minutes till what? Trant's awake, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And very confused.
Yeah. Hey, Trant, first off, sorry. I realized as my swing was coming down who you were, and that's why it was a very weak hit. How'd you get in touch with these people?
They contacted me.
Good. We're telling the truth here.
They told me they could help me find Jacob.
Why 3 minutes, please?
Oh, well, that would spoil the fun, but I would really suggest getting out of here in the next 2.5-ish minutes.
I mean, start walking.
Sure. Tick tock, tick tock.
Hey, we're going to walk. We're going to go. Let's go to the blacksmith. That's fine. TikTok, TikTok. You're very scary, and you got a real whole vibe going. But from which direction will this threat come, just so we're ready? We don't want anybody to die, even you.
Oh, the threat is here in the ruins. We really should get going. I imagine we'll have to be at least
50 to 100 feet away to be safe.
Oh, there's a bomb. They're blowing the joint. Yeah, let's go.
Grab the mask.
Yep, and we run with her at sword point still, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I say real quick, fellas, did you hear that? You were in the room. Crass might have been paying attention to who knows what. You obviously heard it because you asked the question. So, yeah, we're all running now.
I'm going to make a quick check of that desk again.
Okay. So, Dak's going
to... He can check. I'm running.
Hey, that's a pretty good roll.
20.
20? What are you looking for? Just...
Just secret compartment.
You do manage to find a secret compartment underneath where the red mask was pulled out of. And... All you see is like this mass. You're unsure of what it is, but it almost looks like diamonds balled together, pulsing with bright light. And as you kind of watch, the pulsing is starting to get quicker.
I think I found the bomb. Let's get out of here. She's not lying.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
As we're going, Barry. Because he cannot help himself. As we're going, Barrick says, so wait, what happens if you try to get your mask out? Why would you put a bomb that's triggered by you opening a drawer in your desk?
Well, obviously there would be a sequence that I open the drawers to make sure that the bomb doesn't trigger. Well,
that's
obviously.
Just the stupidest thing.
Well, it worked on you.
No, it didn't. You told us about the bomb, and now we're running away and not going to
get
blown up.
Well, I didn't want to die.
Well, all right, then
you
it didn't
been,
work.
If you would have gone in there when I wasn't there and just were rummaging through my things, it would have worked quite well.
Hey, you two.
Things would all still be destroyed.
You two.
That's fine. Left. I have copies.
I'm not going to yell into this microphone, but... All right.
Sorry.
All right. I'm running. You chuckle fucks can...
Barrick would not be able to let it go.
I imagine that we're doing this while we're running, this back and forth. Yeah.
I'm running faster because I'm conserving my breath for the important thing, which is surviving, you douchey.
So are you, like, trying to run with your sword at her throat, or...
I've got her by the arm, and I'm holding the sword.
Okay.
And I'm very willing to kill her if she runs.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, I mean, given that we can run 30 feet in 6 seconds, we are... clear of the ball.
Yeah, you all are able to clear it pretty well. By the time you kind of get back across the bridge, you hear a loud explosion and you look back and the Dakani ruins are just rubble.
So that was a big one then.
Yeah, like all the ruins have kind of crumbled in on themselves. Right.
Well, the first thing I ask her is, were there other people still there?
Oh, no, just me and Trent.
All right. Trent, speaking of, we're going to have to talk with you later.
Why?
Well, we'll discuss it later. There are things you don't know.
Things you'll want to know.
But get excited. We're getting to go hang out with another blacksmith. So we go and we take her to the smith. And
okay. The smith sees you all approach again. It's like, what?
Who brought me now?
Well, I believe that she goes by the Red Owl.
What?
Yeah, we are extremely competent. Do you know this one too?
Mention that in your report.
Yes.
No, I don't know who this is.
All right. Oh, we haven't searched or turned her pockets out or anything. No. Mm-hmm. Let's do that real quick. I walk up and carefully
risk her.
Yeah, take her stuff.
Okay. You find some gold, things like that. You do not find traveling papers on her, but yeah, that's all you really find. Her pockets were pretty much empty, except a little bit of spending money, presumably for travel. You get the sense that the blacksmith, if she was from Zandrar, would know who this is. So yeah,
I would personally like to have a word with her before we turn her over entirely and see if we can find out anything that will be helpful with Jacob, since she seemed to believe that she could.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's have a chat.
Okay.
all right. Listen, give us some sort of something to call you. I don't want to call you the Red Owl. That's ridiculous.
It really is.
Oh, I'm quite fine with it.
Well, then I guess we're just at an impasse.
You can call me Red, though, if that makes it easier.
It doesn't.
No, it's still dumb.
It's still not better.
Look, I'm just going to say you, I guess. So, you know what? Let's just go with criminal. Murderer. Like murderer good? So listen, murderer. You and we are on opposing sides of a lot of things, but
we are genuinely working towards finding Jacob and anybody else that has been taken by these shadows. Now, you are no longer going to be able to pursue this quest because you are going to some sort of prison-y jail. So why don't you help us further that part of your cause by telling us what you know? And I guess, can I roll persuasion on that?
Yeah.
It's an 8.
She just shrugs and says, I think that I'll be able to continue to help Trent far better than you all have thus far.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we know how much you're concerned for the well-being of children.
She just rolls her eyes at you like, I have no time for short-sighted petulance.
Yeah, short-sighted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no time for your crack a few eggs to make an omelet mentality either.
Right. Do you know about that, Trent? You know about the bombing?
What?
Her folks. Bombing in Sharn yesterday. Blew up a tower on the top level. Rubble probably fell all the way to the bottom, I would imagine. I'm sure there were no children in the way.
Listen, you may delude yourself to the point of thinking that the war is over. And if you think that nobody that you're related to was ever responsible for the death of innocent civilians, well, that would be a foolish thought then, Mr. Rowan.
Yeah, well, when my mother talked about it, she used a different tone.
Look, this is all fun, but if you're not going to help us, I mean, Beric, if she's not going to talk to us...
You can go. The smith will take care of the rest.
So you're not willing. You're not interested in helping find Trant's son.
I'm telling you, actually, I will continue to help Trant find his son.
Real quick, I get my speaking stone. I say, Commander Bala, are you available?
Yes.
Did the three young men that we brought to the blacksmith yesterday, have they made it to you?
Oh, yes. They've been detained. They are on their way to the Dreadhold.
All right. May I ask, is there some way that we can make sure... Oh, hey, by the way, cool story. We have the Red Owl in custody.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's really neat, right?
She seems extreme... Oh, okay. I'm not on the same channel. That's not how this works.
No, this is a conference. This is a conference call.
Continue. Sorry.
Wait. Barry, can you even tell her anything?
I don't know. Well, she seems extremely confident that she's not going to jail. So
yeah, the reason I'm calling is because the Red Owl. God, I hate it. I'm gonna call her Leslie. The Red Owl here seems pretty certain that she's not going to go to jail or remain apprehended, and so I just wanted to call and check and make sure that the other guys made it there. There's not a breach in our chain.
No, they have arrived. We processed them and then sent them away. Same thing will be done with her.
I mean, I like Commander Bala's confidence over the Owl's confidence, to be perfectly honest with you fellas. But just the same, Commander, is there any reason that we can't have an escort with the prisoner besides the perhaps off camera?
Right. Are you asking to escort the prisoner or do you want to send Crast?
Do we want to try and make contact with the druids, or do we want to, which is more important to us, getting her, making sure that she ends up in prison or talking
to
the druids?
Well, it sounded to me like Commander who?
Bala.
Mm-hmm.
When you told him.
Her,
yes. That we had the Red Owl. That sound that she made did not sound like one of happiness to me, like
right.
She was glad that we caught this person.
I took it as just surprise. I think that she was astounded by our effectiveness.
Okay. I don't know. Barrick's willing to believe that Barrick's fully willing to believe that we're being played both sides the Dark Lanterns.
Barrick's a real tinfoil hat kind of fella.
Well, yeah.
All right, here's what I'm going to say. I'm saying, Commander, I wanted to give you a heads up. I would recommend sending extra detail to escort. We've done what you sent us here. We've got four members, including the leader of the Swords of Liberty, coming to you. I'm not asking to go escort her back, because now we're going to get back to our business and we're going to get into those woods. We're going to speak with some people and try to figure out more about what happened to this boy, this kid and any others, at whatever other portals in the woods there are in this place. So just so you know, beef up the detail a little bit. Over and out. Is that satisfactory, guys?
I suppose. Beric turns ballet and, or sorry, the red owl. And says, excuse me, the red owl. Yes, I'm going to use all three words because it's a stupid name. I don't know what you have planned. I have enough experience of British government to know that it's perfectly possible that you've got a way out of all this and that you're going to escape. I want you to understand, if you do, the next time we meet, I'm simply going to kill you. I have no tolerance. I can't tell you the number of times that someone has tried to convince me of this greater good trumps all nonsense. Justifies it for you, that's fine. You're an evil, heartless, terrible person. And I will very happily rid the world of you the next time I meet you.
And I go, yeah.
Good luck. End of episode.
All right, real quickly, we want to thank you guys for listening. Want to direct you to our social media. We want to direct you to the social media where we do the media socially.
Yes.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's the Geek Pantheon, or at the Geek Pantheon on the ones that use that. And our website, if you want to
even hashtag the Geek Pantheon, I don't know. Is there
well, you're not going to find us that way. Well, you might. I don't know how Twitter works. I'm bad at Twitter.
Yeah.
Just head straight to our website. It's thegeekpantheon.com. You can feel free to leave comments. The community on Facebook is pretty fun. People post in there a lot. So thanks again for listening. Thanks for telling your friends about it. It's the only way that we grow. Each of you is wonderful in your own way. Have a great evening.
We would also like to thank Kevin MacLeod for providing all the music that we use here on Eberron Renewed and all of the Geek Pantheon podcasts. If you are interested in listening to his music or using some of it for your own creative endeavors, you can head on over to freepd.com. All of the music that he posts over there is public domain, so absolutely free to use. So thank you once again, Kevin MacLeod. And once again, I am Eric.
I'm Philip.
I'm Randy.
I'm Jeff.
Bye.
Hello, I am talking. Hey, look at that. We have sound.
Go ahead and talk, Randy.
Breaker 19. Hello, hello. Okay. Am I coming through loud and clear? I can't see the screen.
Yep, you're good. Jeff. Thank you. And me.
That's my new character voice.
Excellent.
Good.
That's wonderful.